This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Ukraine's President Zelensky popped up in another European country this morning.
Zelensky's in Britain as the staunch ally of Ukraine prepares to give more military aid in an effort to change the course of the war with Russia. It is the fourth European country Zelensky has visited in the past few days. He made an unannounced visit to Paris on Sunday evening to meet President Emmanuel Macron after earlier trips to Germany and Italy, meeting those countries' leaders as well as Pope Francis. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A U.S. citizen's been sentenced to life in prison in China on spying charges. John Xin Wang Liang was detained in April of 2021 in the city of Suzhou. No details on the charges against him. A new U.S. government mobile app grants 1,000 migrants a day an appointment to cross the border and seek asylum. And now that Title 42 has expired, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the flood of migrants is slowing at the border.
Approximately 50% drop.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
We have to incentivize the use of the lawful pathways and disincentivize placing people's lives in the hands of smugglers.
But Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall says too many migrants are being allowed in without a hearing date, which the now expired Title 42 rule prevented.
When they get into the United States, whether they have legitimate claims or not, they're released into our society, and then you have 5 million people without any legal status.
The Biden administration says it will penalize those who try to seek asylum without going through the proper channels. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The National Weather Service says today will be another day of unusually warm weather across the West, 90 in Portland, Oregon today. Gas is $3.53 a gallon this morning, holding steady in the past week, says the AAA. This is AP News. Now to Kelly Clarkson, the AP's Julie Walker, with this story.
Kelly Clarkson says she wants to maintain a healthy and safe work environment after accusations arise that her daytime talk show is toxic. The response by the talk show host and singer on Instagram follows a Rolling Stone report that includes allegations made by 11 current and former employees complaining about being overworked and underpaid on The Kelly Clarkson Show, and also called their work traumatizing. In the report, the anonymous employees called Clarkson fantastic, but producers monsters. Clarkson says it's unacceptable people feel this way. She loves her team. There's always room to grow. So we'll now include leadership training for all senior staff, even herself. I'm Julie Walker.
The top weekend movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.